This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Growing number of legislators and policymakers would like caregivers to receive more relief as part of a broader effort to expand and modernize Social Security benefits. Grassroots Progressive Coalition began campaigning for expansion nearly 3 years ago, and it has succeeded in moving the concept to the center of at least the Democratic Party. Expansion was a popular theme for Sanders' presidential campaign. Now Clinton has moved into the expansion camp, saying she would support higher benefits for caregivers, widows, and widowers. Curious about jet lag? The body's internal clock has a natural period of slightly longer than 24 hours, which means that it has an easier time traveling west and lengthening the day than traveling east and shortening the day. Turkish news agency has reported that 200 have been killed in a coup thus far, with more than 1,500 wounded and 2,000 detained. 17 police officers were killed in a military helicopter attack by coup plotters on a police special forces headquarters outside Ankara, the capital. CNN Turk reported that 12 civilians had died in an explosion at the parliament building. Martial law was declared after the coup. President Erdogan was forced to use his iPhone's FaceTime app from a secret location to broadcast messages beseeching the public to resist the coup. Taxes paid by oil and gas companies from the fields at Prudhoe Bay to Cook Inlet near Anchorage, Alaska, make up about 90% of the state's general fund revenues in Alaska, which has no statewide sales tax or income tax. But with the price of crude down by more than 50% from its high a few years ago, the state is cutting everything by billions, from education to individual payment checks. Informal work at precarious incomes outside of formal employers and workplaces, as well as tax frameworks, social protections, and labor rights, has been estimated at 65% of non-agricultural employment in Asia, 51% in Latin America, 48% in Northern Africa, and 72% in Sub-Saharan Africa. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.